Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, May 10, 2025.
Romania's political turmoil and credit rating concerns. S&P Global has raised alarms about Romania's credit rating amid a storm of political unrest. This follows the first-round win of hard-right presidential candidate George Simion, leading to Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu's stepping down, and the collapse of the pro-Western coalition government. Polls suggest Simion, known for his skepticism towards the European Union, is likely to win the runoff election on May 18, 2025. S&P warns that, no matter the election outcome, policymaking in Romania could become more divided, risking weaker economic growth. Currently, Romania holds a BBB rating from S&P and Fitch, and a Ba3 rating from Moody's, all at the lowest level for investment-grade status. A downgrade could push Romania into junk status, discouraging cautious international investors and raising borrowing costs. The country is grappling with a budget deficit exceeding 9% of its GDP, the highest in the EU, while its currency, the leu, has dropped nearly 3% against the euro. Economists predict that Fitch may lower Romania's rating further due to the likelihood of a nationalist president and government changes, which could jeopardize efforts to stabilize the budget.
Trump proposes major tariff on Chinese goods. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an eye-popping 80% tariff on goods imported from China, claiming it seems right. This move comes as U.S. representatives gear up for critical trade talks in Geneva, Switzerland, aimed at ending the escalating trade conflict with China. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and the chief trade negotiator will meet with Chinese economic leader He Lifeng this weekend. Since taking office in January 2017, Trump has raised tariffs on Chinese imports to 145%, prompting China to respond with its own tariffs of 125% on U.S. goods. These tariffs affect a wide range of products from electronics to agricultural goods, driving up prices for consumers and disrupting global supply chains. The Geneva negotiations could be a turning point as both nations seek to ease tensions and find common ground. The outcome will likely shape future U.S.-China relations and impact the global economy.
Kim Jong-un's visit to Russia's embassy. On May 9, 2025, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited the Russian embassy in Pyongyang with his daughter. This rare visit showcased the strong partnership between North Korea and Russia, coinciding with a military parade in Moscow where Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed North Korean generals. Kim praised Russia on the 80th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II, highlighting their historical ties. Recently, their relationship has deepened, especially amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. North Korea has sent about 15,000 troops to support Russia, with reports of around 600 North Korean soldiers lost in the fighting. In return, North Korea has received military help from Russia, including drones and anti-aircraft missiles. This growing military teamwork raises serious concerns for global security, especially for neighboring countries like South Korea and Japan. What does this alliance mean for the future?
Indian rupee faces turmoil amid India-Pakistan conflict. Tensions between India and Pakistan have plunged the Indian foreign exchange market into chaos. After India's military strikes on May 7, news of Pakistan's counterattack sent the Indian rupee into a tailspin, dropping from 84.50 Indian rupees per US dollar to 85.71 Indian rupees, a significant 1% decline, the largest in over 2 years. The rupee continued its downward trend, hitting a one-month low of 85.8425 Indian rupees on May 10. In response to this instability, the Reserve Bank of India stepped in to support the currency. Analysts noted that thin market liquidity worsened the rupee's fluctuations. Apoorva Swaroop from Shinhan Bank India highlighted the market's anxiety, while Dheeraj Nim, an FX strategist at ANZ, warned that the rupee could remain under pressure due to the ongoing conflict. This situation marks the worst clash between India and Pakistan in over two decades, raising serious concerns about a broader conflict that could shake investor confidence in the Indian economy. What does this mean for everyday investors?
People Power Party reopens presidential nomination. The People Power Party, or PPP, In South Korea has restarted its presidential nomination process after canceling it due to internal disputes. This comes as the party struggles to unite behind a single candidate for the election on June 3, 2025. Former Prime Minister Han Duck-soo is now in the race, challenging the leading liberal candidate, Lee Jae-myung, who has 44% support in polls, while Han has 34% and Kim Moon-soo has 29%. The decision to drop Kim Moon-soo, who was selected just a week earlier, highlights deeper issues within the party. Kim's refusal to merge his campaign with Han's, along with a court ruling that denied his attempt to block the nomination process, has created chaos. This unrest has shifted attention away from important issues. The political scene is particularly intense following the removal of former President Yoon Suk-yeol in April 2025 due to a short-lived martial law. With the Election Commission's registration deadline approaching, the PPP is under pressure to finalize its candidate, as the election's outcome will greatly influence the country's economic and diplomatic policies, especially regarding North Korea's military threats.
Romania's rally for EU support ahead of presidential election. On May 9, 2025, thousands rallied in Bucharest and across Romania to show their support for the European Union, just a week before a crucial presidential election runoff on May 18. This demonstration followed far-right politician George Simion's victory in the first round of voting, where he is currently leading against centrist candidate Nicușor Dan, the mayor of Bucharest. At only 38, Simion is known for opposing military aid to Ukraine and criticizing EU leadership, aligning himself with nationalist movements and supporting former U.S. President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again campaign. Experts warn that a Simion win could isolate Romania from the EU, reduce private investment, and destabilize NATO's eastern border, where Romania plays a vital role in supporting Ukraine amid its ongoing conflict with Russia. During the rally, around 15,000 participants waved EU and Romanian flags, chanting slogans that emphasize their strong pro-EU sentiment. With the stakes so high, what does this election mean for Romania's future? The world is watching.
Pope Leo XIV election, a new era for the Catholic Church. On May 9, 2025, Pope Leo XIV was elected as the new leader of the Roman Catholic Church in Vatican City. 69, he is viewed as a moderate and a hopeful successor to Pope Francis. His election, during a meeting of 133 cardinals, marks a significant moment for the Church, especially in the context of U.S. politics. Pope Leo XIV is dedicated to social justice, inclusivity, and addressing the needs of migrants and the poor, standing in stark contrast to the policies of U.S. President Donald Trump. He emphasized the importance of creating connections rather than building walls, echoing his predecessor's sentiments. This election could reshape how American Catholics engage with political issues, offering a more compassionate vision for the future.
Chip Security Act aims to limit China's AI access. Senator Tom Cotton has introduced the Chip Security Act to limit China's access to advanced AI technology. This new law requires tracking systems for AI chips that are exported, addressing important national security issues. Senator Cotton believes these measures will help the U.S. protect its interests while expanding technology access. This legislation follows President Donald Trump's recent changes to export rules for sophisticated AI chips, reinforcing U.S. leadership in the field. U.S. Representative Bill Foster is also expected to propose similar measures soon. The push to restrict China's access is driven by concerns over military applications and reports of NVIDIA chip smuggling into China. The Chip Security Act represents a significant step in safeguarding U.S. technological advancements and reflects a growing agreement across party lines on this critical issue.
Federal judge blocks Trump's directive on sanctuary cities. A federal judge in San Francisco, William Orrick, has blocked former President Donald Trump's directive aimed at reducing financial support for sanctuary cities. On May 9, 2025, Judge Orrick ruled that this new order cannot override a previous court decision that protects these areas from losing funds. This ruling followed a lawsuit from 16 cities and counties, led by San Francisco, which argued that the directive ignored an earlier court injunction. Judge Orrick emphasized that targeting unrelated federal resources would violate the U.S. Constitution. This decision acts as a shield for sanctuary cities, allowing them to uphold their policies without the worry of losing federal support. The ongoing clash between local governments and the federal administration raises important questions about the future of immigration policy in the United States.
Ramesa Osterk released from custody. Ramesa Osterk, a doctoral student at Tufts University from Turkey, was freed from immigration custody on May 9, 2025, after a federal judge's ruling. She had been held for over 6 weeks in Louisiana following her arrest in March, which was linked to an opinion piece she co-wrote criticizing her university's response to the Gaza conflict. U.S. District Judge William Sessions in Burlington, Vermont, concluded that her detention likely violated her rights to free speech. After the ruling, Osterk was seen hugging her attorney, celebrating her release. Tufts University has pledged to help her find housing and hopes she can return to her studies soon. This case highlights important issues surrounding free speech and immigration policies in the United States.
Pentagon reviews educational materials on diversity. The Pentagon, based in Arlington, Virginia, has ordered military educational institutions to review and possibly remove books that promote controversial ideas and gender beliefs. This move is part of former President Donald Trump's efforts to reduce diversity and inclusion programs in the military. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who took office in January 2025, has been a strong critic of these initiatives, arguing they conflict with the military's fundamental purpose. The Pentagon's memo outlines a process for identifying and potentially disposing of these materials. A temporary committee of military leaders, educators, and library professionals will oversee this review. Supporters of diversity and inclusion argue these programs are vital for addressing structural inequalities, while critics claim they undermine a talent-based system. Hegseth has previously stated that the idea of our diversity is our strength is misguided. This decision highlights ongoing societal tensions around race, gender, and identity, which could significantly impact military culture and recruitment.
Alberto Musilam on interest rates and tariffs. Alberto Musilam, president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve, recently addressed the U.S. economy at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. He emphasized the importance of pausing interest rate cuts until we fully understand the impact of the Trump administration's tariffs on inflation. Musilam warned that these tariffs could lead to skyrocketing prices or ongoing inflation, especially given our recent history of rising costs. Last year, the Federal Reserve lowered the official interest rate by 1 percentage point, which now sits between 4.25% and 4.5%. He cautioned against underestimating the lasting effects of tariffs, as misjudging inflation can have serious consequences. With the Trump administration still finalizing its tariff schedule, uncertainty hangs over the market, while recent data on jobs and inflation show little significant change. This is a crucial time for consumers to pay attention to these economic shifts.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.